Controversy is brewing in Iraq over the role of women in the country's future. In December, some members of the U.S.-appointed Governing Council proposed to get rid of the existing civil family law and replace it with one more in line with Sharia or Islamic religious law. Some would welcome such a change. Others fear it might find its way into the new constitution and set women's rights back for decades to come. The Governing Council proposal for a new civil family law hasn't gone anywhere, at least not so far. When it was debated, the council lacked a quorum, and the proposal apparently never left the chamber. But the issue keeps cropping up in the local media and in discussions about women's civil rights. And it's certain to gain even more attention as Iraqis take over sovereignty from U.S. occupation on June 30th and begin work on a new constitution. Some say the council proposal should be made into law since it would bring Iraq more in line with tradition and with Islam. Others say it's a sure sign of the growing power of conservative religious elements and a harbinger of oppression of women. Governing Council member Songul Çapuk says she wasn't informed ahead of time about the debate on the civil family issue. She says the decision by some council members to even make such a proposal was not a good idea.
We don't need these decisions. We need to make another decisions for women, to help women, not to make more troubles for women. Why we not make another decisions? We help her to have a good job and to have more support. This is better.
Mrs. Çapuk says it's vital women be represented when a new constitution is drafted to ensure that women's rights are taken into account. Despite being an oppressive dictatorship, Saddam Hussein's regime did give Iraqi women more rights than do rulers in many surrounding countries. Iraqi women could vote, attend school, hold public office, and own property. A woman had the right to prevent her husband from taking a second wife, which is permitted under Islam, and women were not required to wear the veil or headscarf. Critics of Sharia say that under an Islamic family code, those rights would disappear. They also say such a law would prove divisive, since interpretations of Islamic law are sometimes different between Sunni and Shiite Muslims. Sheikh Hussein al-Badri, the imam at the Shiite mosque of Hajja Sada in Baghdad, says Sharia is a comprehensive system of laws designed for the good of women and the whole community.
If Islamic law imposes restrictions on women, it's done in the interest of the whole community. Let's take the issue of hijab. Islam says a woman should not show her hair or any part of her body to anyone outside her family. Wearing the hijab, a woman helps keep a man's emotions in check, so she helps protect a man's feelings.
Governing Council member Songul Çapuk sees it differently. She says conservative religious elements want to hold women back.
Many religious men, they try now to put a woman in a prison, like in a cage. Why? They don't want her to go out and to hear what's happening.
Sheikh Hussein says that's not true.
Religious men simply want to guide people who believe in Islam. But if the society chooses that Islamic laws are applied, we will use this authority to impose Sharia law on women and other people.
Even among Iraqi women, there are differing opinions about whether the country should adopt secular or Sharia laws. Manal Omar is the American director of Women for Women International in Iraq, a U.S.-based non-governmental aid organization. She says many Iraqi women say they would opt for Sharia law because they don't want to emulate America.
If you give them that option, do you want an American secular system or do you want an Islamic Iraqi system? You know, just by nature, you're going to go towards the religious law because that's where your heart and your tradition is.
Ms. Omar says it's important that women understand in detail what Sharia would mean and how such laws would affect them, including dress codes, job and educational opportunities, as well as marriage, divorce, and inheritance rights. Women's activist Yanar Mohammed of the Organization of Women's Freedom in Iraq thinks adopting Sharia laws would be devastating. She accuses the U.S.-led coalition of giving too much power to conservative Islamic groups in the country.
How can you give power to political Islam? How can you not take the interests of 60% of the society. Our support comes from the ground, from the governing council, from the coalition forces. We did not see anything. They don't want to hear of us.
But coalition spokesman Dan Senor says it's not up to the coalition to decide on issues such as a new family law.
These broader issues are ones that we have envisaged from the beginning would be addressed in a constitutional convention, a constitution that would be drafted by individuals directly elected by the people of Iraq.
Aid Director Manal Omar says it's important for America not to dictate to Iraqis what they should do, but she says outside pressure may be needed in some instances.
You can't throw something like women's rights in the lap of a civil society that hasn't existed for 35 years. It has to come from people who have the muscle to back up a woman's law or a woman's issue.
Iraqi civil society may not be ready to deal with the issue, and yet Ms. Omar and other experts agree that in order for any change to be viable, it must come from within the society itself. And for Iraqi women, there is little time to ensure that their voices are heard before a new constitution and laws are written that could dictate their lives for decades to come. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Baghdad.